my pleasure to introduce our next speaker, Marty Barrington, the Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of Altria Group. Marty joined the Altria family in 1993 and assumed the CEO role in May of this year. He's held various roles at Altria, including Vice Chairman, Chief Compliance and Administrative Officer, and General Counsel for PM USA. We certainly look forward to hearing Marty's insights into the domestic tobacco category, as the landscape is being redefined by tighter regulatory oversight and a rapid expansion into alternative tobacco products. With that, I'll hand things over to Marty.
Thanks, Mike, and good morning, everyone. We're pleased to be with you at this important conference and appreciate being invited back to speak. I'm here today with Dave Baran, Altria's President and Chief Operating Officer, Howard Willard, Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer, and Murray Garnick, Senior Vice President and Associate General Counsel responsible for litigation. Howard will join me in presenting this morning, and the entire team is here to answer your questions. Before beginning, please review the Safe Harbor Statement in today's presentation and the forward-looking and cautionary statements section in today's press release for a description of the various factors that could cause our actual results to differ materially from the projections included in today's remarks. Reconciliations and further explanations of the non-GAAP financial measures discussed today are available on Altria.com. This morning, we'll highlight what we believe are the strengths of Altria's diverse business model and how we plan to continue delivering strong returns to shareholders. Altria's businesses have performed well over the past 4 years despite a challenging external environment. From 2007 to 2011, Altria grew its adjusted diluted EPS at a compounded annual rate of 7.9%. This is in line with our goal of delivering average annual adjusted diluted EPS growth between 7 and 9% over time. Altria achieved this growth and delivered excellent shareholder returns by consistently focusing on four strategies. Investing in the four strong premium brands of its tobacco operating companies, Marlboro, Black & Mild, Copenhagen & Skoal. Managing its cost structure, maintaining a strong balance sheet, and returning cash to shareholders, primarily in the form of dividends, coupled with periodic share repurchases. These strategies drove our performance and we believe provide a solid foundation to support future growth. I'll discuss this morning some of the exciting activities our companies have undertaken to build their brands for the long term, as well as the steps we are taking to develop innovative new products for adult tobacco consumers. Howard will then discuss cost management, our balance sheet, and how we return cash to shareholders. Altria's tobacco companies focus on their four leading premium brands, which compete in the largest and most profitable tobacco categories. These brands possess strong equity that have been built over decades as they successfully evolve to meet the changing preferences of adult tobacco consumers. These brands also have excellent adult consumer demographics and opportunities for future growth, and they are focused on innovation to continue satisfying those consumers and meeting their evolving preferences. Let's talk about each of these brands, starting with Marlboro, by far the largest and most profitable cigarette brand in the U.S. PM USA's goal is to maximize profitability in the smokable product segment while maintaining modest share momentum for Marlboro over time. Marlboro is PM USA's iconic cigarette brand that stands for flavor. The brand has a long history of retail share growth that has been driven by its positioning, equity, and successful new product introductions. Today's Marlboro has its roots in the mid-1950s, when the original Marlboro Red Box was introduced with a campaign focused on flavor. Marlboro invited adult smokers to come to where the flavor is, come to Marlboro Country. As adult smokers' taste preferences evolved, so did Marlboro, expanding its portfolio of products. The first Marlboro menthol product was introduced in the late 1960s, and in the early 1970s, PM USA added the product known today as Marlboro Gold Pack. The company added other new products and packaging over time to meet adult smokers' evolving taste preferences, including the first Marlboro Black products in early 2011. Earlier this year, Marlboro began to evolve its brand architecture to highlight these four product families for adult consumers and support future growth. This new architecture is designed to extend Marlboro's reach among adult smokers by expanding its equity campaigns, promotions, and product offerings in new and creative ways. The Marlboro Red family of products reflects the brand's traditional values of independence, hard work, and freedom. The Marlboro Gold family builds on these core values in a modern, sophisticated, and innovative manner. The Marlboro Green family reflects the brand's values in a social and extroverted way, and the Marlboro Black family builds on Marlboro's rich heritage of adventure and ruggedness in a bold, modern way. In April, the sales force began updating retail fixtures to reflect Marlboro's new architecture, highlight the four product families, and enhance the visibility of Marlboro's retail promotions to adult consumers. Adult smokers tell us that this new look makes it easier for them to find their brand. In addition, PM USA is supporting each product family with brand-building activities designed to enhance Marlboro's value equation, which consists of positioning, packaging, promotion, product, and price. PM USA designs these activities to express each product family's flavor positioning in unique ways. These activities include digital interactions, sweepstakes, direct mail, and nightlife events, all limited to smokers 21 and older. PM USA's brand building activities in the Red product family reinforce Marlboro's classic and iconic image. Adult smokers can go online and build their own brand with Marlboro Red's Stand for Your Brand promotion. Earlier this year, adult smokers could win a trip to the Marlboro Ranch with the Rock the Ranch promotion. And PM USA recently introduced Marlboro 83s in updated packaging, which adult smokers describe as classic yet modern. And despite only limited trial-inducing promotions, early performance indicators for the product are encouraging, particularly among male smokers aged 21 to 29. The Marlboro Gold family builds on Marlboro's rich flavor heritage with the Flavor is Golden campaign, reflecting the Gold family's modern, sophisticated feel. This summer, Marlboro Gold invited adult smokers to play, rock, win with its Sound of Gold promotion. The promotion connected with millions of adult smokers, inviting them to solve a daily online puzzle to unlock a free music download. The Marlboro Green family reflects Marlboro's social side with the Flavor Makes the Night campaign. Marlboro is creating awareness of this new campaign in many ways. For example, Marlboro Green uses Marlboro's nightlife activities to reach smokers aged 21 to 29. In August, Marlboro Green launched the Chill Off the Grid promotion, inviting adult smokers to log in daily to Marlboro.com, answer questions, and win a chance for a trip to the Marlboro Ranch. And later this year, Marlboro Green plans to introduce the Biggest Night of the Year promotion, which invites adult smokers to enter to win a VIP trip to Las Vegas. Marlboro Black invites adult smokers to navigate the unknown where bold flavor is. Marlboro is supporting this new product family with a variety of trial-generating activities that have moderated as this year progressed. Marlboro Black has a strong initial marketplace position, and PM USA plans to build on this momentum by introducing the newest member of the Black family, Marlboro NXT, into select geographies later this year. Marlboro NXT's modern packaging and copy line, Pinch, Release, Enjoy the Cool, highlight the product's capsule technology that allows adult smokers to switch from non-menthol to menthol taste. So as you can see, Marlboro has developed new and unique campaigns and brand-building activities for each of its product families. PM USA believes these activities will reinforce and favorably impact Marlboro's longer-term performance metrics, such as brand equity, adult demographics, and loyalty over time. Of course, Marlboro starts from a position of strength regarding these metrics when compared to other cigarette brands. For the last 3 years, we commissioned the world's largest custom market research firm, TNS, a division of the Kantar Group, to conduct a brand equity study of tobacco brands. The results we're about to see are from a survey that ran from late May 2011 through April 2012. Marlboro's brand equity scores among adult smokers have been consistently strong across the 3 years of the study. These equity scores are far higher than any other major brand in the cigarette category. Marlboro's equity score among smokers who are 21 to 29 years old is much higher than any other major cigarette brand and equals its overall equity score. This study also reaffirmed that Marlboro Special Blends continue to enhance Marlboro's equity. Marlboro's strong equity is also reflected in its high loyalty among adult smokers, with nearly 90% of its smokers purchasing the brand 100% of the time. This loyalty rate is higher than that of any principal competitive brand. Marlboro also has excellent demographics, with its share among 21 to 29-year-old smokers exceeding both its overall share and that of the two largest competitive premium brands combined. Marlboro also has favorable demographics among smokers between the ages of 30 and 39, reflecting its ability to retain its adult smokers as they age. Marlboro's performance against all these measures supports its leadership position, and its new brand architecture is designed to support its future growth. We're excited about the activities that Marlboro has planned for this year in 2013 to continue to build out this new architecture. Staying with the smokable segment, Black & Mild is the best any-day cigar adults enjoy for smooth taste and pleasant aroma. Black & Mild has strong brand equity, excellent adult demographics with high share of machine-made large cigars among 21 to 29-year-olds and opportunities for growth. In the latest TNS study, Black & Mild continued to have high brand equity scores both overall and among 20 to 29-year-olds. These equity scores are even more remarkable because Black & Mild has historically competed primarily in the tipped cigarillo segment, which represents approximately 32% of the machine-made large cigar category. The brand aims to maintain its leadership position in this segment. Middleton added Black & Mild Woodtip, Wine, and Royale to its tipped cigarillo offerings in recent years. In addition, Black & Mild introduced seasonal offerings such as Dark Blend and Summer Blend to generate news and address adult cigar smokers' interest in variety. The brand also expanded its product portfolio with new products in the growing untipped cigarillo segment. This expansion has been driven by Black & Mild Classic, Sweets, and Wine in both traditional packs and new Aroma Wrap foil pouches. These efforts helped Middleton grow Black & Mild's overall retail share by 0.7 of a percentage point to 30.3% from the first half of 2009 to the first half of 2012. PM USA and Middleton have delivered strong profit growth in the smokable product segment, while PM USA has maintained modest share momentum on Marlboro in recent years. From the first half of 2008 to the first half of 2012, adjusted operating company's income in the smokable segment grew at a compounded annual rate of 5.1%. The segment's adjusted OCI margins expanded by 7.7 percentage points from 33.5 to 41.2. And Marlboro's share increased from 41.9 to 42.6. In smokeless tobacco, USSTC's objective is to increase its income through volume growth, primarily by focusing on Copenhagen and Skoal. It aims to maximize the combined performance of these premium brands by focusing on the strengths and equity of each. Copenhagen and Skoal give USSTC the number one position in every MST form segment and in the natural, mint, straight, and blend taste segments. Adult dippers choose Copenhagen because it is the most satisfying smokeless tobacco for men. The brand's equity is built around core values such as masculinity, adventure, heritage, authenticity, and tradition. Copenhagen has strong brand equity scores overall and among 21 to 29-year-old dippers. Copenhagen has maintained its leadership position in the natural segment while expanding its product portfolio in segments where it had not historically competed. The introductions of Wintergreen Long Cut and Pouch, Long Cut Straight, and Extra Long Cut Natural contributed to a very strong retail share performance for Copenhagen over the past few years. In May, USSTC built on this momentum by expanding distribution of Copenhagen Southern Blend into select geographies. Copenhagen Southern Blend delivers a mellow taste in a manageable long cut form. This summer, Copenhagen connected with dippers aged 21 and older with its American Craftsmanship promotion. The sweepstakes reinforces the brand's core values by offering adult dippers a chance to win prizes from American companies with great craftsmanship stories. USSTC's other premium brand, Skoal, is perceived by adult dippers as a modern and innovative brand that delivers a unique, smooth, smokeless tobacco experience. Skoal's products deliver great taste in forms that are easy to manage. In the latest TNS study, Skoal had the highest brand equity scores among MST brands overall and among 21 to 29-year-old dippers, scores that were essentially the same as prior years. Over the last few years, USSTC has focused on enhancing Skoal's positioning and product portfolio. In 2011, Skoal introduced a new campaign for the brand, anchored with the tagline, "It's smooth, it's Skoal." This campaign engages with adult dippers at retail, in their mailboxes, and through Skoal's digital platforms. Skoal continues to evolve its product portfolio to meet adult consumer taste preferences. Skoal has the largest share in the growing mint and pouch segments. The brand built on this position by introducing both mint and mint pouch varieties of Skoal Extra and two new mint varieties of Skoal Snooze in 2011. In conjunction with launching these and other Skoal Extra products, USSTC evaluated Skoal's product portfolio and delisted 7 SKUs in the second quarter of 2011. Share losses from delisted products impacted Skoal's retail share performance comparisons in the first half of 2012. USSTC's strategy of focusing on the strengths of Copenhagen and Skoal has delivered robust results. From the first half of 2009 through the first half of 2012, their combined volume grew at a compounded annual rate of 6.4%. Their combined retail share grew 2.8 percentage points. And the smokeless product segment increased its adjusted OCI at a compounded annual rate of 10%. The four premium brands of our tobacco companies have performed well in recent years, and we're excited about their future prospects. As the preferences of adult tobacco consumers continue to evolve, innovation will be an important driver of future success. We've made steady progress in this area, as shown by the contributions made by new products. In fact, products introduced since 2009 outperform those introduced by our leading competitors. These products contributed to retail share gains for the first half of 2012 in cigarettes, cigars, and smokeless tobacco, and supported adjusted OCI growth in their respective segments. The FDA now regulates new cigarette and smokeless tobacco products. PMUSA and USSTC have actively engaged with the agency as it works to develop regulations and guidance related to tobacco product innovation. Our written comments are available on altria.com. Our tobacco company's innovation efforts are focused on maintaining a deep understanding of adult tobacco consumers, complying with FDA regulations while engaging with the agency and others on policy approaches, including reducing the harm associated with tobacco use, and developing products to fill gaps in their portfolios to meet adult smokers' interest in tobacco alternatives. I'll speak briefly about the third area, focusing on the steps Altria's companies have taken this year to support the development of innovative new products for adult tobacco consumers. In January, Altria Client Services entered into an agreement with Okono, an affiliate of the Danish company Fertin Pharma, to develop innovative, non-combustible, nicotine-containing products. The companies also have formed a joint venture to explore marketing and selling these kinds of products outside of the United States. Fertin is a global leader in the development and manufacture of nicotine gum, with additional capabilities in other products and technologies. In June, Altria's subsidiary Newmark introduced Verve Discs into a Virginia lead market to begin to understand adult tobacco consumer acceptance of this product. Verve is a mint-flavored, tobacco-derived nicotine product designed to appeal to adult smokers interested in tobacco product alternatives to cigarettes. Adult tobacco consumers chew Verve and dispose of it when they are done. We're very early on in the process, but preliminary results are encouraging. Over the long term, we believe that Altria has opportunities to increase its share of revenues and profits derived from adult tobacco consumers, both domestically and elsewhere. We plan to use partnerships with others and our intellectual property assets, including those we've developed or are covered by our agreement with PMI or obtained through the UST acquisition, and the proven abilities of our companies to drive innovation and new product development. Altria's financial results also benefit from its growing alcohol assets, which include an economic interest in SABMiller and ownership of St. Michelle Wine Estates. Howard will discuss SAB shortly, so let me say a word about our wine business. St. Michelle's String of Pearls strategy focuses on developing or acquiring unique wine assets or distribution rights to expand its portfolio of leading premium products. From 2009 to 2011, the wine segment increased adjusted OCI at a compounded annual rate of 14.1% and continued to deliver strong adjusted OCI growth in the first half of 2012. Howard will now discuss with you our three other strategies.
Thank you, Marty. I'll start with cost management, a strategy that contributes to adjusted operating companies' income and margin growth and supports investments in our company's brands. Altria completed a multi-year $1.5 billion cost reduction program ahead of schedule in late 2011. Following the completion of that program, we launched a new cost reduction initiative that we expect to deliver $400 million in annualized savings against previously planned spending by the end of 2013. Our current program is primarily focused on reducing cigarette-related infrastructure, but includes efforts across all our businesses. As part of this program, we reduced headcount and consolidated certain facilities. These initiatives are coupled with ongoing efforts to reduce costs by improving business processes and eliminating inefficient programs. Our plans are currently on track against our objectives. Altria's third strategy is to maintain a strong balance sheet. Executing this strategy helps Altria secure the cash flow generated by its operating companies, protect its investment-grade credit rating, and support its ability to return cash to shareholders, primarily in the form of dividends, coupled with periodic share repurchases. Altria holds an economic interest in SABMiller of approximately 27%, which represents a significant component of our balance sheet. This investment strengthens our balance sheet by providing equity earnings and cash flow, while also providing a potential source of liquidity. The investment also diversifies our income stream and allows us to participate in the estimated $30 billion global beer profit pool, where SABMiller has an estimated 20% share. Altria's earnings from its equity investment in SABMiller grew at a compounded annual rate of 9.4% from 2007 to 2011, and were also up significantly for the first half of 2012. Altria took steps this year to help maintain a strong balance sheet. In January, Altria made a voluntary $500 million pension plan contribution to further strengthen its funding position. In the third quarter, Altria and its companies took actions that reduced 2018 and 2019 debt maturity towers, lowered future interest expense, and reduced the weighted average coupon rate on their debt. Specifically, UST repaid in full $600 million in notes that had reached maturity. Altria also tendered for and purchased $2 billion of notes due in 2018 and 2019 with coupons exceeding 9%. In connection with the tender, the company issued $1.9 billion in new 10-year notes with a coupon of 2.85% and $900 million in new 30-year notes with a coupon of 4.25%. These initiatives helped lower our weighted average coupon rate from 9.1% at the end of 2009 to 7.2% today. Our fourth strategy is to return cash to shareholders, primarily through dividends. Dividends and dividend increases have been an important part of Altria's return to its shareholders for decades. Altria targets paying out approximately 80% of its adjusted diluted EPS in the form of dividends. This payout ratio is among the highest in the S&P's Food, Beverage, and Tobacco Index as of August 31st. Altria's objective is to raise its dividend in line with adjusted diluted EPS growth, although all dividend payments remain subject to the discretion of Altria's Board of Directors. Last month, our board increased Altria's dividend by 7.3% to an annualized rate of $1.76 per common share, representing our 46th dividend increase in the last 43 years. Our 5.2% dividend yield as of August 31st compares very favorably to other investments in this low interest rate environment. As you know, the current federal personal income tax rates on dividends are scheduled to increase at the end of this year, unless Congress acts. Altria is a member of the Alliance for Savings and Investment, which is a coalition of businesses and associations that are working with employees, retirees, and shareholders to stop this dividend tax hike. The coalition has a website to educate and engage interested parties on this important issue. I encourage you to visit the website and defendmydividend.org to learn more about how you can join the fight against the dividend tax increase. Although we return cash to shareholders primarily in the form of dividends, from time to time we repurchase stock when we believe it is in the optimal use of our cash to maximize shareholder value. The board authorized two $1 billion share repurchase programs in 2011. We completed the first program in September 2011. Under the second program, which was authorized in October 2011, Altria has repurchased shares totaling $688 million through the second quarter of 2012. We expect to complete this program by the end of the year. And finally, we reaffirm that Altria expects its 2012 full-year adjusted diluted EPS to grow 7 to 9% to a range of $2.19 to $2.23 per share. We are also revising our 2012 full-year guidance for reported diluted EPS upward by 2 cents to a range of $2.03 to $2.07. This revision reflects an income tax benefit primarily attributable to the reversal of tax reserves and associated interest related to the closure at the end of August of the IRS audit of the 2004-2006 tax years. I will now turn the podium back to Marty to conclude.
Okay, thanks, Howard. We're very pleased with how our businesses performed in recent years and how these results contributed to excellent shareholder returns. We believe these consistent results demonstrate the strength of our diverse business model and our strategies to generate substantial returns for shareholders. Our companies have also had success in managing tobacco and health litigation, which continues to pose significant challenges. We have defended these claims vigorously for decades and intend to continue to do so in the future. A comprehensive discussion of the tobacco-related litigation is available in our latest Form 10-Q. Altria's results have been driven by the performance of our company's premium tobacco brands, innovation, cost management, the diversity of our income streams, a strong balance sheet that supports cash returns to shareholders, and the hard work of our talented employees. This approach has delivered excellent total returns for our shareholders. Altria's total shareholder return has outperformed the S&P 500 index each year since the PMI spinoff, extending a track record of outperformance that has now run for 12 straight years. Our performance so far in 2012 has been consistent with this trend. Altria delivered a total shareholder return of 17.4% through the end of August, outperforming the 13.5% return of the S&P 500. We believe our goal of delivering average annual adjusted diluted EPS growth of 7 to 9% over time, coupled with our strong dividend payout ratio target, continues to offer investors a compelling investment proposition. We believe consistent execution of our core strategies, with a focus on innovation across our businesses, will continue to create value for shareholders into the future. Thanks very much for your attention, and with the time we have, Mike, we're happy to take questions here or elsewhere.
Marty, a couple of questions for you on innovation. First off, you've delivered a pretty robust pipeline of innovation, and I'm wondering how deep does that well run before it gets slowed down by FDA and those process.
Mm-hmm.
And second, with respect to your innovation and the expansion of your Marlboro NXT product, I'm curious for some color in terms of the performance in any test markets with respect to where you sourced volume, whether that be new consumers from existing Marlboro franchise or competitive brands.
Okay, good. Both good questions. In terms of the innovation pipeline, Mike, what I would tell you is, you know, with the advent of FDA coming, and I think most people are familiar with the rules on substantial equivalence, both of our tobacco operating companies were pretty planful about getting products out that met the FDA rules. And so the pipeline is actually pretty full for now. Look, at some point, obviously, you would expect that FDA will begin to rule on new product applications, and there's been some conversation in the industry about FDA's turnaround time on that. You know, from our perspective, I would tell you, you know, FDA is still kind of building out its infrastructure. They got a lot of applications on substantial equivalence. We have ongoing dialogue with them on these and other issues, and I would expect that they'll begin to turn those around over time. I think the way we think about it is we have a role, and the FDA has a role. Our role is to follow the adult tobacco consumer where they are going to go and to have products that meet their needs. The FDA's role is to make sure that it passes regulatory muster and to have clear and pretty transparent rules for the industry as it does that. And we're certainly doing our part, and I don't have any reason to expect that FDA won't do its part. With respect to Marlboro NXT, this is an exciting new product. This is really modern. It tested very well. Look, every time you launch a new cigarette brand, including Marlboro brands, you know you're going to get some sourcing from your own products, but our goal, of course, is to get them from competitive products. And, you know, this is always proven out over time in the marketplace, but we have good reason to think that just as with Marlboro Black's performance, which has been quite strong, that NXT is going to contribute on that similar kind of a basis. So we'll see. We'll get it launched, and off we'll go. But we're excited about Marlboro NXT. It's a great product.
As a follow-up, since you mentioned Marlboro Black, it seems there may have been some easing on the promotional activity behind Marlboro Black. Could you perhaps, you know, elaborate on how the brand has been performing in light of that? And, you know, in terms of the promotional levels that you see in the industry today, any color along those lines would
be
instructive.
Look, with respect to Marlboro Black, as we've explained before, you know, in this category, when you introduce a new product, you don't have all the tools available to you to raise awareness, obviously, that you do in other product categories because of the marketing restrictions. That's done principally at point of sale, and there's no question that you saw in my remarks the total value equation that we use, the five Ps. Price is an element of that, And so we had promotional pricing on black to try to source it from competitive smokers, adult competitive smokers. And I would tell you we're pretty pleased with those results. Now, the idea with that kind of pricing, of course, is you don't want to promote more than what you need. And that's what you've seen us to do. It was, for example, started at, in some geographies, at $1. That was reduced to 90 cents. And then in September, it's been reduced to 85 cents. So we still want to generate trial. We believe if we can attract competitive adult smokers to that product, they'll like it. But we don't want to spend promotional dollars that we don't need to spend. And that's true across the franchise, of course. And Marlboro Black is but one application of that.
As I recall, your interest expenses are running about $1 billion a year. With this refinancing, can you provide any color into how much savings you could have in 2013 from
Sure.
interest expense?
Sure. I'll ask Howard to take your question, please.
Sure. I think when you look at the savings, it should be somewhere between $80 and $100 million in savings as a result of the refinancing.
With that, we'll hold it there and continue the
okay.
Q&A in the breakout.
All right.
Please join me in thanking Marty and the Altria team.
Thanks for your attention.